The maester's turret below the rookery was one of Bran's favourite places. Lewin was hopelessly untidy, but his clutter of books and scrolls and bottles was as familiar and comforting to Bran as his bald spot and the flapping sleeves of his loose grey robes. He liked the ravens, too. He found Lewin perched on a high stool, writing. With Sir Roderick gone, all the governance of the castle had fallen on his shoulders.
"My prince," he said, when Hodor entered, "you're early for lessons today."
The maester spent several hours every afternoon tutoring Bran, Rickon, and the Walder Freys. "Hodor, stand still." Bran grasped a wall sconce with both hands and used it to pull himself up and out of the basket. He hung for a moment by his arms until Hodor carried him to a chair.
"Mira says her brother has the green sight."
Maester Lewin scratched at the side of his nose with his writing quill.
"Does she now?"
He nodded. "You told me that the children of the forest had the green sight, I remember."
"Some claim to have that power. Their wise men were called green seers."
"Was it magic?"
"We'll call it that, for want of a better word, if you must. At heart, it was only a different sort of knowledge."
"What was it?" Lewin set down his quill.
"No one truly knows, Bran. The children are gone from the world, and their wisdom with them. It had to do with the faces in the trees, we think. The first men believed that the green seers could see through the eyes of the weirwoods. That was why they cut down the trees whenever they warred upon the children. Supposedly, the green seers also had power over the beasts of the wood and the birds in the trees, even fish. Does the reed boy claim such powers?"
"No, I don't think. But he has dreams that come true sometimes," Mira says.
"Well, all of us have dreams that come true sometimes. You dreamed of your Lord Father in the crypts before we knew he was dead, remember?"